Welcome to Office Hours with Prime. This is Prime Time. Your chance to ask questions about pretty much anything you want about Nia. So please feel free to drop in those questions two channels up from the one you currently clicked on, which is the Office Hours text chat. I don't see any questions there, so until there are questions there, we're just going to sit in awkward silence. If you want a question answered, drop it in there. Otherwise, awkward silence will get just more and more awkward the longer you let it fester. Yopo asks, what did I miss? The answer is nothing. We've had absolutely nothing so far. So, again, awkward silence, but with slightly more awkwardness. Ah, we have a question from Shadow Coffee. Shadow Coffee says, where do you see Nias being in 3 to 5 years? It's a little bit difficult right now due to the announcers channel, so I don't really know. I'd like to see that turned around. And once that's turned around, I'm sure we'll have plans and ideas. But until that's turned around, I don't really know. Okay, so next question is from NFT Hater. NFT Hater says, is it possible to browse the web within Nia? So I'd like to access documentation in-game. My best advice there would be use the desktop tab of your dash. That gives you full access to your regular computer. You can access your browser and all sorts of stuff from there. That's the best option right now. In the future, we'd likely have inbuilt documentation tools within the game. That means that you don't really need a browser to do so. And then beyond that, we'll have better, more accurate screen sharing. It's a feature on our roadmap to allow you to look at individual applications or services, etc. So you don't have to do the whole desktop tab. But the desktop tab is great. I don't understand why more people don't use it for basically everything. It's like having a computer inside Nias. Yoho says, Prime, can you make a vid on you trying cheeses and rating them someday? I need to do some research and maybe speak to some other YouTubers about it, because I never really understood why YouTubers made second channels, but I now have a second channel where I put junk, but I'd love if my channel could be other stuff. But if I start putting non-Nios video tutorials there, then I start splitting the universe and splitting the audience. And so I don't really know how that works. I would love if playlists were more sort of fine-grained at YouTube. Maybe you could subscribe to just a playlist or a topic that a user or creator puts out, and that way you wouldn't get any surprises. Almost like each channel had a sub-channel. That'd be great. Because right now my choices appear to be rename my main channel to be Probable Crime Nios, make Probable Crime just general, leave the second channel as Probable Crime Gaming, and then, it has tags, it needs categorization such that, I don't have to make five different channels. You get to the point where it's crazy. If you look at some really big creators, they've got 6 or 7 channels just because they want to make different topics and maintain the ability to review them all a little bit easier. It's not fun. I could just do it, but it's going to start alienating people, and it's weird, but whatever. Next question. Shadow Coffee says, is Nios based in Unity, Unreal, or another engine of its own? So there's a little bit confusion there that needs to be resolved every time it comes up, which is we currently do use Unity, but we only use Unity as basically rendering. That's it. All of the sort of logic and operational stuff, networking, etc., is ran via an engine called Fruix Engine, which is sort of attached to Unity like some sort of weird parasite, really. We just feed it there is a cube over here, and Unity goes, okay, and then your computer renders a cube over there. That's all that Unity's doing. It doesn't do any of the gameplay logic. It's really it's bare bones. We want to pull that out and make our own engine to run stuff, because that gets us a lot more sort of affordances there. But until that's done, yeah, it's Unity. Another question here from Chroma, which says, with your absolute expert certainty that will hold you specifically accountable for, where do you see Nios 100 years? Big update marketplace? I don't particularly see any Nios existing in 100 years. And people get surprised about this. But you have to think about how long 100 years is. We'll probably be playing something like Nios. I doubt it will be Nios itself as you see it now, or as you see it in 5 years or whatever. There may be, an equivalent, but it certainly, won't be the same software package, the same engine, the same programming language, the same input environment. There are people right now that still use the damn Vive ones, and it's just you expect to be using a Vive wand in 100 years? Nope. What will VR interaction look like then? How will it run? You talk about paradigms all the time, and it's sort of just looking at it Nokia 3310, right? They weren't that long ago. So you just got to think about it. You also have to think about in 100 years, stereotypically, everyone here will be like not dead, but like a little bit dead, right? Most of us will probably be either dead or not that interested in computer games. Actually, this generation is probably one of the first generations that will be like, I still understand how a computer works and I'm 80. Because like all of like, you know, grandparents, stuff like that, they're just like, oh, it's too complicated. I don't understand it. I am never going to be that person. Like as I grow older, I'm going to be like, okay, even if it takes me like a year, I'm going to like understand, you know, the next generations of computers so that I don't turn into that like, you know, oh, I don't know how to push a button on a computer. Like, I'm not, you know, no one's going to have to tell, like, Grandpa Prime how to turn on the television. It's not going to happen. The point there being is, like, hey, what are we going to, like, what are we going to do? And I don't think it's going to be strapping screens to our face and, you know, holding weirdly shaped controllers. It's going to be something else. I don't know what, though. I mean, maybe the Eti controller will have been released by then. They keep pushing back their schedule, but whatever. So just following up, I think we answered Shadow's question about will we be live in 100 years? I don't think so. Something like us, maybe similar parts of the community, but like it's really a long time. Like I almost certainly be dead, so I don't really care. will we be up there? Will we be able to upload our consciousness into Neos? No, not Neos. I wouldn't trust Neos with our consciousness. It would probably crash. You gotta be like reasonable and you gotta be like realistic, right? The whole consciousness thing is terrifying. Go play Soma. Soma is a very good game that endeavors to teach you about the sort of horror that is consciousness transference. But I've seen a lot of people who play Soma and they're just like, yeah, you're a spooky horror game like Amnesia. And I'm like, no, you're missing like the actual horror. Yes, of course, there are monsters, etc. But look into like who the monsters are, why they exist, and then look into like who you are and you'll figure it out and you'll see the real horror is just like existing in that game. Like you can stand directly in the first tutorial room of Soma and it's terrifying if you know exactly what's going on. You don't even need to take a step. You can just stand there. Although screw the part in Soma, and I'm not like spoiling any part of Soma at all here, but at one point you are very, very far down underwater. And you have to go out in a very high pressure suit. And there are like tunnels, like caves and tunnels and stuff. And there are like these spider crab water creatures that are like attached to the cave walls. And they're like thousands of them. And it's horrible. Like atmospheric storytelling in that like super, super underwater area with those like spider crab things on the wall. Terrible. No spider crabs, please. Spec says, considering how much the term metaverse has been somewhat poisoned, are there any other terms you might personally favor for a virtual world instead? I'm fond of cyberspace myself. I'm fond of no terminology. What I don't like is the words that are used in the media are sort of shortcuts for our headspace. You know, we say social media, you think Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok now, but those platforms are all different in their own respects, right? They're just shortcuts. And so I would really rather we used more words to figure out what the thing is. Because like people call everything a metaverse now. I've seen Microsoft Teams been referred to as a metaverse. And as someone who works sort of horizontally near Microsoft Teams, it's not a metaverse. I hate Teams. Like, I can't stand it. So it's not a metaverse. I mean, then some people will say like, oh, metaverse is about interoperability. And I think that's cool. So I was looking at a VR game company the other day, and they make some good games. But the problem is those games are linear in their purpose. So they make a darts game, a bowling game. And it's like, okay, well, if I want to play darts, I have to switch to this app. And if I want to play bowling, I have to switch to this app. But they do have internet operability, is in that it uses the same account system. But like a metaverse would have none of those walls, but it's very difficult to do that with many companies that are doing it. So I don't like the term. I think it's stupid and I don't think it should be used. And I think you should use better terminology for it. Moving on to the next question, which I believe is from Hakato. That says, what kind of options do we have for importing animations into Neos? And if not, will it be consumed? Would VRChat formatted animations be supported right out of the box? No. So VRChat animations are stored in Unity animation files. We don't support those. We're not Unity. I know I said earlier we run on Unity, but remember, we're this weird sort of like parasitical thing that like attaches to Unity. We have no idea how Unity works at all. We cannot use Unity animations. If you want to make a regular FBX GLTF animation in Blender or whatever, those will work. There is limited functionality with those. You can get away with a lot. Like you'll see a lot of people use them. There's a few examples in my public folder, but we certainly do need to do more work there. The important thing that I would like to stress, though, is I really want you to think about why you're asking them. Because some people are like, I need animations to turn on and off my hat. And I'm like, we have an inventory system. Just spawn your hat and put it on. You don't need an animation for that. And then people say, I need an animation such that, like, when I do the finger gun gesture, I put a cute face. And I'm just like, well, who invented that system? And why is that the case? You don't need an animation for that. You need logics for that. You know, I've seen people say, like, oh, I need an animation to make my rainbow shader work. And I'm like, a pano 1D over a material? Like, you don't need an animation for that. So really, like, ask more questions about what you're trying to do, and then maybe you don't even need animations. Like, hey, I want to do this. Cool, you don't need animations for that. Hey, I want to do cool, you don't need animations for that. I've heard some people say, like, hey, I want animations so I can change the walk cycle. Did you know the walk cycle in Neos is entirely procedural? You can control everything about it if you know specifically which 5 boxes to check around and take a look at. You're looking for gates, they're inside, I don't know, either the RIK avatar or IK avatar. Those components always confuse me, like, which one's which. And you can do all sorts of things there. Like, I played with it a little bit, and I managed to get a walk cycle, which is basically just sort of giant leaps, you know, like jumping from spot to spot. I also did one where my legs stretched awkwardly forwards like a sort of ballerina doing a prancy sort of leap, but for every step. I did another one where my both legs were completely synchronized and just moved up and down like a pogo stick. You can do whatever you want there. No one's just taken the time to sort of write documentation, my bad, or play around with it in another level to sort of tell people about it. But go ahead, take a look at gates. They are exceptionally cool. But people just go, no, I want animations. And I'm like, well, okay, go play the gate system. And then they say no, and then we go in a loop. So just ask more questions. Shadow Coffee asks, what's future support can we look forward to in Neos? They're asking particularly about hardware. So the interesting thing about hardware is Fruks and the team would always want to implement hardware, but we have issues sort of communicating the priority and the sort of chance of us doing that. So we have a lot of products that are basically like, you can implement us, here's an SDK, and I don't want that. Like, I want the actual device. I want to check it works. And then they're like, oh, that's cost us money to send it to you. And it's like, you can loan it to us. Like, we got loaned the Vive facial tracker. It was on loan to us. We didn't own it. Fruks just got, like, it loaned to him. He implemented the entire thing and then sent it back. And then he bought one when they actually came out. Like, that's like how it worked, and it was cool. But then that leads to the next problem, which is, I have sent you this hardware and you haven't implemented it. Why? And it's like, well, just imagine, like, Fruks' mailroom. Just imagine it's like a physical place rather than just, I don't know, somewhere in his house. Like, Fruks' mailroom, and it's full of like 100 devices all stacked up in their boxes. And he wakes up one day and he's like, what do I want to do today? Do I want to like grab a device off like the mailroom, or do I want to work on something else? And that's the way it works. So you need to basically be patient. Open a GitHub issue for any device you'd like to be implemented, and then get people to vote on it. Another thing we have there is a problem of adoption. So adoption of some devices is going to be quite low. So we see adoption of the haptic vests. They're cool, but I don't know about the adoption of them. Like, I don't even have a percentage of them. When it comes to smell and taste support, I see adoption of those being very low right now because of some of the limitations about them. The current really cool smell thing, which Peter Thinker works on with the company that they work for, is great, but it requires foresight. What I mean by that is, if you need, I don't know, a grassy meadow smell, you need to put that scent cartridge into the device, which means you can't have spontaneity. So say the next MMC, I do smell support, and I have a cheese factory that you go through. Unless I pre-warn by, I don't know, sending a piece of paper to them and say, hey, all of the cartridge slots need to be full of cheese 1 through 5. Please make sure you do this before you go in. Like, I've lost the spontaneity. I've lost the surprise. People talk a lot about molecular printing, which is like a step beyond 3D printing, which is where you print molecules. Like, you're printing individual atoms. Maybe that's a way to go. If you'd like to see what that might look like in the future, go watch Big Hero 6 again. The girl with the handbag, I guess you could call it, that's a molecular printer, and she can create like all sorts of stuff she uses throughout that film. It's super cool. That's where you would need to go for like spontaneity to exist in those. The same with taste, because it's just like a chemical signal. If full dive VR occurs, you know, hooking your brain up, please don't do that, by the way. Look at Soma. Then they won't need that, of course, because they're not recreating the taste using an actual fluid or the smell using natural fluid, they're just like sending false signals to the brain. Hey, you're eating strawberries, even though no strawberries actually exist. Moving on to another question from Yoho. How long will NES last until it falls out of interesting? I don't know. Like I said, 100 years, I can guarantee we'll be playing something different. It might still be made by Phruxius, although Phruxius will probably be dead in 100 years. Let's just be honest. Like, you know, no one's living that long right now. And maybe we are. Again, see Soma, though, for how terrifying that might be. So it's probably going to be something different. Who knows? I don't know. Moving onwards, NFT Hater has a question which says, how easy is it to import Source Engine content? I'm not sure. I haven't seen anyone that does that. Usually what happened, though, is you would take if it's a map, you take it out of Hammer Editor and export it as like a common model format. I know you can do that from Source Engine. So export it to OBJ, FBX or whatever, and then you can import it easily. If you mean an animation or an avatar or anything like that, probably a lot more difficultly. What happens with many AAA 3D engines is they do everything their way because they're an engine. For example, the use of blend shapes in most AAA systems isn't that common. They use bones more. Like, it's all about bones. Bones everywhere. So many bones. So that's why when you see facial animations increase there, there's loads of bones associated with it. So that's not compatible with us right now. I mean, you could technically hook them all up, but like, there's a lot of bones there. I have some people that have taken bony faces and baked the bone positions into blend shapes, which is a really cool way of doing it. They add a bunch of bones to the face, which allows easy dragging around of those vertices, and then they bake those to blend shapes, and that way they work with our systems easier, but don't have those big bony faces. It's kind of interesting, like the way the assets are prepared. Like, people are like, oh, you're kind of good at 3D modeling, Prime, and it's like, I know how to make an anime avatar that is toon-lit look good inside Neos. I don't know how to make a AAA apps asset that could go to an actual game. I have no idea. Moving forwards to a few more questions. So Juby asks, I'd assume that Neos would one day be launched into the public spotlight. When that time comes, what do you think will be the integral element of keeping people interested in Neos? I'd like to say freedom of expression and freedom of creativity. A lot of people are like, yeah, it's just another social VR platform. But like, yeah, sure it is, but like, there's the freedom of expression and freedom of creativity there that I think we do a lot better than some other social platforms. For example, and not hating on these platforms, they're great. They just have different sort of targets. If you look at something like Rec Room, for example, everything's very blocky. It's great because, you know, you can put stuff together there, but you can't do like crazy visual effects there yet. You can't do crazy avatars there yet. You can do that here. You know, stuff like that. We're a different platform for that. So like, freedom of expression. People will say like, oh, what about the community? And it's like, well, the community are only there because like, the game's cool, right? They form because the game is there. And they'll hang on because the game is there. But like, they need that freedom. They need that sort of platform to exist on. And I think Neos is a good platform for that to exist on. I think all the other social VR platforms are good for that to exist on. Hopping forwards, Shadow Coffee says, what is Soma? Soma is a game. It's a very good game. Just search it, S-O-M-A, exactly how you spelt it. Very, very good game. I believe we're caught up on questions, so I'm just going to sit here in awkward silence. Okay, we have another question from Shadow Coffee that says, I saw a feature that Meta is working on. It basically puts down objects in places to ask the system to do. Example, like you ask, put the tree in this spot or a bench in this spot, voice-activated world building. Is that something that would be possible? So you're talking there about sort of procedural generation. There is a lot of tools that exist there. I saw a business lawyer was typing earlier. He has a load of tools which are great for creation like that. Then you added sort of voice activation. That is something probably we'll look at in the future, but like not to that level. Like, it's just like, that's a very sort of complex compound question. Like, to break it apart is like, okay, finding assets. So you want to find a bench. Cool, that's search, right? So you'll be able to search through, find a bench you want to put down. Cool. Placing it here, that's about sort of grabbing it and moving it there. Right, those are the operations you're talking about. And then you could add voice activation at any point during those. For example, you could say, search for a bench. Cool, and then search results appear for a bench. But like, place it here, I think you'd want to do that with the actual tools. I don't know. But yeah, it's totally possible. Yeah, you can build that as well. I don't think it's useful. Like, for search, yeah, sure, maybe voice activated searches, but like, put a bench here. Where? Like, do you want me to like say the coordinates? Place a bench at exactly 327.255x by 500y by 200z. And you're like, cool. I'd rather just like put that visually where I need to put it. I mean, maybe you can point, like, you know, put down a pin and say here, but at that point you've already done like half the job, so just grab the bench and put it there. Gungriffin asks, can you inject a sound into a user's audio stream? I'd like to add an audio marker to synchronize a piece of media. Yes, but that wouldn't be inside Neos. I have a very complicated audio setup. Lots of it is muted and disabled, but there is actually a swear button on my GoXLR Mini here, which I have muted because it would send a loud beep noise if I accidentally pushed it, and that was hurting some people's ears. But, you know, like that's inbuilt into the hardware I'm using to power my microphone and power my audio systems. It's nothing to do with Neos. I don't think it should be in some cases. In some cases, maybe it could, but like just virtual audio cable, voice meter, banana, whatever you want to do it, just like figure it out. A quick note on this one, which will probably head over to the Be Considerate page. Do not, under any circumstances, ever play your Spotify playlist over your microphone channel. I will eviscerate your existence from my world. I've had Spotify since 2013. I don't need to hear any of your music ever. I want to hear my own music. If you use an audio stream, which is a feature that we have that allows you to do that without it being on your microphone, then I have the choice to mute that audio stream and still hear your lovely voice, which is the actual thing I want to hear. I want to converse with you. I don't want to hear your trashy music. Thank you. Way too many people do that over in VRChat, and I just don't understand it. I went to a world in VRChat recently where there were three people next to each other, all blasting over their microphone channel different genres of music and dancing to it. I presume they'd all muted each other, but I hadn't muted any of them because I'm trying to converse with them. And so it was just a cacophony of just shit. And I don't want to hear that. So don't do it over your microphone channel. Thank you. Moving on to the next question. Is it normal that a collider doesn't shrink or grow exactly the same size of an item I mess with? When I shrink an object with colliders, the collider kind of becomes bigger compared to how much I shrunk the object. And when I make it bigger, the collider uses volume. That would depend on how you've got it set up. Most colliders are procedural, and if they're not, they're mesh colliders, at which point they're directly tied to the vertices of the mesh, so they shouldn't really shrink or grow there. You'll also see a weird thing that happens with non-uniform scaling. Never use non-uniform scaling. If you do, there are things that you need to do to make it work, or you can just choose to not use it, and you'll never have to remember those things to do. I'd have to actually like see your object there to understand more. That doesn't sound normal, but I don't know what its setup is causing that. Moving onwards, NFT Hater says, is Snap to Grid a thing in Neos? There are varieties of Snap to Grid. So there are snapping systems. For example, there is the Builder tool by Gehepe, which is a great tool for building stuff. You can snap all sorts of things to a grid there. There is the Green Laser 3000, which is a little bit of an older tool made by Coffee, who used to work on this team. That completely destroyed a world I was working on when they were working on it, and they apologized profusely and put my world back together. Thank you so much for that. That does snapping to grid. There is Ryuvi's Logics tip, got that the right way around, which does snapping to a grid for Logics nodes. There is Redprint, which does, again, snapping to a grid for Logics nodes. There is native snapping, which is sort of a weird feature that I would love to improve, but it exists. People are like, what are, like, if you inspect something and you get that pink cube that goes around it, and it's got those yellow balls in the corner, and everyone's like, what are those yellow balls for? I have a video on exactly what those yellow balls are for, because they actually do something. It's just a bit weird. So that's snapping as well. Then there's snappers, which are things like putting on hats or bracelets or, you know, gadgets on yourself, masks, whatever. That's also snapping. Technically snapping to a grid because it snaps to an exact position. It depends what you mean. It depends what you want. Next, Shadow Coffee is asking, will Neos have AI NPC bots to hang out and talk to? You can build those. We might have features in the future, particularly animation features would be helpful there. But you can build them. They already exist. There is a bot. Just this comes to mind. There is basically like an NPC bot experience inside can't remember, Debug Warrior, that's it, MSC entry, that has a sort of tutorialized bot system where it's like, here's how you play the game, right? That's technically an NPC or bot. There are a couple of social worlds which have bartenders in them. They're not really that smart when it comes to NPCs or bots, but, you know, they hang out, they talk to you. There is Eco, which is a map by another MSC entry, I forgot who it's by, that has a village of little foxes which are mine ore and cut down trees and bring it back to the village. That's really cool. There's another MC entry for the next year's MC. So the Eco one was 2020 or 2021. I can't remember. For the most recent the MMCs will blur together, especially because the distance between 21 and 22 is so short. There's another one, which is the traffic system. I think that was 21, which again had pathfinding AI and bots. So that was cool. I get a lot of questions like this, so I'll kind of elaborate a little bit. Some people are like, can you do this? And the answer is that, yeah, go build it. Like, if you don't know if you can do something, just go try and build it or ask, can I build this? Not like, will this happen? Can I build it? Sure. Brightness asks, why is there a launch desktop mode option in the Steam Neo's launch options if it breaks the game? I straight up use launch Neo's and it works better. Launch desktop version doesn't break my game. If it breaks your game, that sounds like a bug. You should submit a bug report on our GitHub. The reason why those desktop options exist there are because once you have a headset, you need the options to not use it. So Neo's, by default, when you don't use any of those launch options, when you launch it, it'll be like, cool, I have detected that you have a headset plugged in. I know you're not currently wearing it. I don't care. I'm going to launch into VR mode. And it's like, sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want to hop on desktop mode. So that launch desktop mode there is mostly for VR users that have VR headsets and want to launch in desktop mode because they don't want to play VR at that particular time. That's why all those launch options are there. The one that forces you into Steam VR mode, that's there for people who run Oculus headsets, but with full body tracking using Steam, right? They need Steam to run, but Neo's will by default say, yo, you've got an Oculus headset, I'll run an Oculus VR mode, not Steam VR mode. And you're like, but I need to run in Steam VR mode because I do full body tracking with Steam stuff, so I need you to technically run both. And so that's what that's for. Terrazzo says, wants the ability to bookmark worlds. You can actually do that. It's just a little bit weird right now. It's really weird right now in the way that you do it. So if you want to bookmark a world, get the world orb for it and save it to a folder. Ta-da! Bookmarks. It's a really weird way to do it. It's not like any sort of bookmark that I would see. But if you just save the world orb to a folder, you've bookmarked it. Now, you haven't saved a copy of that world when you save the world orb, so don't worry about your file space. You've just saved a literal orb, which has the link to the world in it. If you do save copy, save as, or something like that, then you know, that will affect your file storage. But if you just save a copy of the world orb, then the world orb itself, you've got a favorite list. It is more involved, Fuzzy. Yes, I did say it's not ideal, but you can do it technically. So Brightness adds to their question about the launch desktop mode, saying it would basically cut the connection between me and some users. They'd get frozen on my end. It would also completely prevent me from seeing things that people would spawn. That is a bug. That's nothing to do with that desktop mode option. That is a bug. That's another thing that continues to happen with users. And trust me, I don't blame you for it. It's just something that happens. You see something weird and then you use like your detective powers, your Sherlock Holmesness, and you're like, it must have been caused by this. So the fact that I have an empty bag of Haribo gummy bears on my desk is the reason why Neo's didn't start. Usually not the case. So when you come across something that doesn't make sense, please make a bug report and we'll be able to take a look at it. Additionally, when people are making bug reports, please make sure you provide the entire log file. Do not provide screenshots of the log file. I can't read screenshots. I can't copy and paste screenshots into our code base or into Google or into wherever I need to. Don't provide segments of the log file as well. Some people are like, this error is surely the problem. And I look and like, that's the error that happens every 5 seconds inside Neo's because of some bug we haven't fixed. Right. And then like, two lines below that is the stuff that we need. But you haven't copied and pasted that one in your message. You've just copied and pasted one bug. I'm like, I can't see it. So just the whole entire log file in your bug report. And if you don't make a bug report, we can't fix it. We don't know about it. Even if you come up to us in game and you tell us about a problem that you're having, you might think that's reported. You don't need to make a bug report. That's incorrect. Unfortunately, because we're human, we're going to forget about that bug report because we're in game. We're busy. What you need to do is go to the GitHub and make an official report, then come and speak to us about it, because then we'll be able to like tie the two conversations together. Otherwise, I'm literally just going to forget. I will try my best to remember. I'm not being rude or anything. I'm just going to forget. It's just human nature. Shadow Coffee says, will Neo's crypto coin be worth more than Bitcoin at some point? Ah, no, probably not. See announcements. Double Stick says, do you think Neo's growth and development will progress at a sustainable rate with a closed source development model? Yes, if we can fix hashtag announcements. Open source development is an option, but it's not a mandate. And I can't stand people that are like, oh, it must be open source because XYZ reason. It doesn't need to be. Like, is, I don't know, League of Legends open source? No. Do you know how much money they make just sort of painting the same champions you play every day, different colors? Like, oh, we're going to do today. Prime, what are we going to do today? Oh, what if we painted them pink? Oh, yeah, paint them pink. Paint them pink. Charge another $5 for a pink version of this character. Cool. And they make thousands and hundreds of, you know, they make millions of dollars. They're close source. So just notice the time here. GB, if you have a question, brightness of your question, please continue to type. Otherwise, no more questions. So Double Six, is there a plan to onboard additional developers to the newest team in the foreseeable future? No. When we need them, we'll get them however we can. That's also weird because like that gets into the sort of array of like, are they paid employees or are they not? Or are they volunteers? If they're volunteers, what are they doing? Are they just, you know, coming on board just to be like, yo, I want to come on board and work on this one feature and then do nothing? Or are they coming on board to do exactly what we need to do? Or are we paying them? If we're paying them, are they good? And it's especially right now. Okay, so GB's question, we've seen VR applications for education purposes and if you see plans in the future to expand to other fields, healthcare, rehab, training, and the like. It's already happening. Again, you have to sort of say, go do it and really like, you know, drum that into people. There is nothing stopping you, GB, or Double Sticks or Shadow Coffee or Chroma up there or Brightness from tomorrow going to a research institution and saying, you should use Neos for cancer research. You should use Neos for psychological research. I was reading a paper the other day about exploring and researching how people with autism were processing various sort of scenes and like environments. They weren't using Neos, but they could easily use Neos. And so what they did was they had a kind of train station model or mock or room. And they would change subtle things about the room. For example, they had a tiled floor that was black-white tiled, almost like a chessboard. And then they would do eye tracking using the eye tracking features of the headset and see how, you know, people with autism or without autism would process that environment. Because you get people that are hyper-observant and people that are not hyper-observant. And you know, they noticed that, hey, the... some users would basically scan the chessboard like it was a chessboard, even though it's just a tiled floor. And so then they removed the floor and they were like, okay, what does the eye tracking do now that, you know, the floor has been removed or has been changed? You know, they could put groups of people within the environment and then sort of ask or ask the user to kind of navigate through that environment. It was a great paper. I don't remember what the conclusion was or anything. I just remember it existed. But the point is, you could do that easily with a couple of like toggle boxes and check boxes in Neos easily, like incredibly easily. And some of that stuff's already happening from the community. Like we already have research in there. There's already a couple of scientific papers that unfortunately don't mention Neos by name, but they used Neos and I'm aware of them. Neos has also been in a newspaper, again, not mentioned by name. I was mentioned by name though. So it's already happening. I think though, to expand your question back into the sort of realms of what the team can do, the team could have someone that does that stuff with that community of researchers. Oh, wait, they already do. It's me. Hello. If we were a more traditional company with the growth and the need to do it and the budget to do it, I would predict that maybe in the future we would hire someone full time to be like a community liaison for that particular market, at which point they would be helping the community and users and companies within the Neos community do more research using Neos. That actual job role exists at Unity, for example. I was looking the other day, they have a job role open it for right now. It would be a product manager who just does that. They help out educational and nonprofit products, projects using Unity. So if we were big enough to need that, we would get it. But until we are, just go do it. Go do it. There's nothing stopping you. I was calculating the angular velocity of an eyeball a couple of months ago. Fuzzy says, is there an end in sight for halted updates? See the announcers channel. With that, I believe we're out of questions. I'm going to go ahead and end things off here and speak to you later. If you have any further questions, please drop them in the Discord, DM me, blow up my DMs, check the GitHub, check the wiki, or just speak in the Discord and I will speak to you later. Bye-bye.